Let's get to our next guest. We're talking to Carly Garner, Senior Commodity Strategist and Broker at Dakali Trading. And of course, Carly, we've had the press conference this morning from President Biden talking about how he would look to impose higher taxes on oil companies that record windfall profits without reinvesting this in production. How realistic is this policy?
From the looks of things, I think this is more talk. I don't think that it's realistic that we would actually have a chance to implement this policy. But I think just the talk actually does quite a bit of damage to market confidence. And the reality is commodities are a boom and bust industry. The highs are really high and the lows are really low. So if we're going to tax success, we're probably going to have to prepare to subsidize during bad times, because the bad times will come back around. They always do.
You know, it was a pretty long period, about 15 years or so, that the oil industry struggled a little bit. I mean, if you look at even ExxonMobil's stock price, it's at $110, but it was at $93 back in 2007. So that's not a huge gain. It's only a 17-18% gain over all this many years, 15 years. And the oil price itself was at $80 back in those mid 2000s as well. The president, when he made his comments today, really referred to the big change from last year to this year. But is there a little bit of a loss of perspective in all of this?
In my opinion, there is. I really don't like the spirit of this type of policy. I mean, the reality is tax cuts deter investment in new production, as opposed to doing the opposite, which I believe is the goal, is to get oil producers to produce more. But the reality is, unfortunately, nobody wants to hear this, but maybe tax breaks to small producers might be a way to do that. Low interest rate loans to small producers, because it is the small producers that don't have to answer to shareholders, and they're the ones that can pick up the slack, and they have been picking up the slack. If you look at the U.S. production at this particular time, we're almost up to the early 2020 levels. Similarly, OPEC is as well. So we're producing almost as much oil globally as we did in early 2020. Everybody's still just trying to recalibrate from all the chaos. I mean, the oil industry has been through two black swan events in the same amount of years. We had the COVID crash, and then we had the Russian invasion. If it weren't for those two events, my opinion is we probably would be in a comfort zone between about 92 and 65. That I got that based on a chart channel that we had been in trading before and after these two events, with some temporary aberrations.
Let's take a look at the Baker Hughes rig count as well. That's slowly grinding higher. It's up about 15% from about 530, now 610 since we had the peak of WTI in March. Are you surprised that with prices high and seemingly enduringly high, that we haven't seen U.S. shale production crank up a bit more?
You know, I think production is coming, but it's coming slower than what we're used to. But to be honest, I don't think that's such a bad thing in the long run. I think price stability is what is going to be healthy for both businesses and consumers and everybody involved. It's interesting you mentioned the rig count. We started a couple of years ago. The rig count, I think, was somewhere around 170. And you're right, now we're up around a 200-year high of over 600. So supply is coming. It's just not coming as fast as we all wanted to, because we were feeling it at the pump. But it is coming. And I think ideally, in a perfect world, we'd like to see some balancing. Like I said, somewhere in the $65 to $90 area, crude hopefully will find a comfort zone and we can all get back on with our lives.
If you had to pick a date where we would have the right balance between supply and demand, when might that be?
Well, the interesting thing is we don't know what we don't know. You know, if you would have asked us that in January of 2020, we would have a completely different answer than what we might have just a few months later in 2020. So all we can do is take it day by day. But I think we're closer than most people realize. If you look at the big picture numbers, roughly about 100 million barrels a day in both production and consumption. We seem to be balancing out there. That's exactly where we were when prices were kind of stabilized. In between about 2018 and 2019, prices were pretty stable around the $60 range. And we had a very similar type of global production and supply figures. Now, I know there's prospects and speculation that China's going to come back online and all of these things are going to be brought out of balance again. But the reality is, again, we don't know what we don't know. So we just could take it day by day and see how things go.
Okay, I'll put you on the spot. July 1st of next year, where do you see WTI crude?
Well, I think we're going to be closer to 65 than we are 100. Hopefully that helps. I believe that...
Do you think recession's coming?
I think that we're in a recession, and I think that the reality is in commodities, high prices always cure high prices, and I don't think we've completed the downside cycle yet.
That's a good point. Okay, Carly, thank you very much for being with us. Carly Garner, Senior Commodity Strategist and Broker at DeCarli Trading.